they're super unpopular. Bill Gates is hated.
Yes, I think
you know the data better than I do. But the data showed that everybody with a high dose had a side effect.
Yeah, but some of that is not dramatic, where, you know, it's just, you know, super painful. But yes.
Epstein had a way of sexually compromising people. Is that what Melinda was warning you about?
No. I mean, it's. No, I had dinner with him, and that's all.
Biden's hated.
You're a dictator, do genocide, Joe!
Klaus Schwab's hated.
Nobody will be safe if not everybody is vaccinated.
To Klaus Schwab, I say this. How dare you? How dare you steal my childhood and my future? And the future of all children?
So, what should you do?
As long as Klaus Schwab is free, no one is safe.
Klaus Schwab is the head of the World Economic Forum, and he bragged how his subversive WEF, World Economic Forum, has, quoted, infiltrated governments around the world. He said that his organization had penetrated more than half of Canada's cabinet. Could the member please name which cabinet ministers are on board with the WEF's agenda?
The member was in a really good question there, but the audio is really, really bad, and the video is really, really bad as well.
Which media are you with?
I am an independent journalist from Japan.
No, thank you.
All these front people are hated, so they think they can put new front people up and try to get their agenda through.
Are you part of the WEF, Christina? Are you part of the World Economic Forum? Part of the deep state?
Hope you have a nice day.
Well, you won't have a nice day. See you at Gitmo. Bye-bye.
Their world government, UN, pandemic treaty stalling.
We cannot allow this historic agreement, this milestone in global health, to be sabotaged by those who spread lies, either deliberately or unknowingly.
I got headlines. Central bank digital currencies at risk of failure already.
Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution states that only Congress has the authority to coin money and regulate the value of such money. Today, Congress is exercising its Article 1 authority to state clearly that the Federal Reserve does not have the authority to create a central bank digital currency. This shouldn't be controversial.
Everything they're doing is turning to crap. They were supposed to destabilize things and bring their old bubble down and bring in a new bubble. But if the world's aware of them and aware of how they're the evil and how they're the bad guys, well, we have a great reset, but they all go to prison.
And people are dying. People are resigning. May 7th, there was an assassination attempt against Saudi Crown Prince. May 13th, Turkish President Erdogan holds an emergency meeting following a warning of a possible military coup. May 15th, an assassination attempt on the Slovak Prime Minister, Robert B.
Robert Fico and his bodyguards walking to greet supporters there when a man reached out firing five times.
May 16th, citizen arrested for threatening to assassinate Serbian President Vucic. May 19th, Saudi Arabia King Salman hospitalized for the second time in 4 weeks. So then you come to 19th.
These may be the final images of Raisi flying in the helicopter before it crashed yesterday. Raisi, the foreign minister, and several others killed after the helicopter was forced to make a hard landing in the steep mountains of Iran.
On the 20th, Jamie Dimon announced that he's retiring as the CEO of Chase. May 20th, also speculation that Jerome Powell is resigning as Fed chair. And then May 21st, Klaus Schwab stepping down as the president of the World Economic Forum. HSBC, their CEO, stepping down.
Right before 2008, in that big crisis, there were a bunch of stepping down like this. This is even bigger. And right before COVID, in November and December of 2019, record, in fact, bigger than this so far, I'm sure more is coming, CEO stepping down or resigning.
We are so close to their dream for decades coming to fruition. If you were that close and you put all this stuff together and that was your baby, why wouldn't you stay to see that dream fulfilled?
It's Sunday. We're live. Back in 60 seconds. Get ready. Ah.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
Sunday, May 26, 2024. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We got one hell of a live broadcast lined up for you.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
...162 days, 7 hours, 53 minutes.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
162 days, the most important election in world history. Wow! The quickening is here. Let me tell you what's coming up tonight. All over Europe, all over the UK, Australia, all the Western nations, governments are saying they're bringing national conscription back, or the draft. And now the federal agency over the draft has said they're preparing for the reinstitution of it and that you don't get to opt in or out of Selective Service. They're going to automatically enroll you for the national draft. And that ties in. British PM has been in the meetings, says that they're actually at war with Russia. The public has not been told yet. That's all coming up. Let Ukraine freely strike Russia with Western arms deep inside Russia, says NATO chief Medvedev, top Russian minister, says that'll be the start of world war. Mandatory national service would get young people out of their bubble, says the BBC. Lawmakers want to automate selective service registration for military draft. America is actually preparing for war with China. Chinese nationals breach U.S. military bases at least 100 times, Pentagon reports. It goes on that front. We'll be hitting that, obviously. Trump's speech at the Libertarian convention that RFK didn't show up to be nominated, very bizarre, did it virtually, like Biden says he's doing his convention, because RFK knew, and he admittedly paid a bunch of provocateurs to go in there and try to make Trump look foolish, but Trump knew he was walking into a lion's den, did a fabulous job. He's not hiding in a basement like Biden. And RFK knew that he couldn't control that mob, so he didn't show up. Wow. That's a black mark on RFK Jr. The Democrats are announcing plans to pack the Supreme Court. That means adding a bunch of new positions to it, not making it 9 or making it 12 or 15 or 20. House Democrat leader Hakeem Jeffries threatens MAGA extremists on Supreme Court, warns Congress must get them under control, and they're continuing to go after Justice Alito's wife, who flew a flag upside down, saying she hates America. She said, no, America's in distress. That makes me like Alito even more. We'll be talking about that. Huge news on the open border front. 40 Dem mayors beg Joe Biden to create job programs for legal aliens. In major cities across the U.S., the numbers are in. Over 90% of welfare going to illegal aliens as veterans and citizens are kicked off. Boy, that's Cloward and Piven for you. A trans woman who identifies as trans went on a stabbing spree at two locations, stabbing little girls as well as women and men. The media then misgendered and said a man did it. Isn't that convenient? We'll be getting to all of that. California testing car tracking as possible gas tax replacement now that all the magical chips are in all the cars by law. Told you that was always coming. You say, well, screw California. That means it's coming to Texas and everywhere else. Buttigieg went on national TV and said $7.5 million that was earmarked to build tens of thousands of EV charging stations only built seven. First it was five. They said, no, actually, we opened two more. So you're talking a couple hundred thousand dollars for seven EV charging stations, but so that means a billion dollars plus for each EV charging station. He also said in the same interview that doors are falling off Boeings, not because of corruption and them not letting their inspectors do their jobs. No, global warming is causing the planes to fall apart. And everybody's having heart attacks and strokes from global warming, not from those loving shots. Also, I talked about this years ago. When they say they put fluoride in the water, they put hundreds and hundreds of chemicals, mainly toxic waste from China. They call it fluoride. Fluoride's one part of it. They put it in the water. Then the water's toxic. Don't worry. The feds want to make you pay hundreds of billions of dollars total as taxpayers to upgrade water systems to filter out the forever chemicals they put in. That then bankrupts water systems and creates water scarcity, which they've been planning to do for decades. Now it's here. They're also officially hyping bird flu as the new pandemic and calling for shutdowns to come right before the election, right on time, as we predicted. Germany legalizes many forms of pedophilia. And there's also multiple congressional hearings confirming the CIA developed COVID vaccine and COVID itself, and then only used Pfizer and Moderna as the front companies to put it out. It was the Rockefeller Foundation, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, with the CIA. It's in Congress. I have the congressional videos, reports, everything. And that the CIA developed it years before they even released COVID. Of course, Dr. Francis Boyle told you that in February of 2020 here on this show, but now it's mainstream news. Also, more CIA news in Congress. CIA's secret effort to seize control of social media. Big report up on Infowars.com. Another headline, CIA involved in manufacturing COVID vaccines, bombshell report. That's a powerful headline, but it's not even as powerful as it is. It's actually the CIA was involved from the beginning, making it and then ordering the companies what they should produce and coming and telling Trump that they just developed it in a few days when they've been developing it, as Fauci said, for two decades. That's all coming up as well. And so much more here today. Like, oh, remember back during the 2020 election, the FBI and CIA said the Hunter Biden laptop was fake, even though it was confirmed to be real. They'd already admitted it was real. Well, now in federal court, the judge is okayed it to be used as evidence in his gun and tax cases. Isn't that interesting? Very, very important information on that front as well. And a very important statement by Steve Bannon, who is joining us on Tuesday's show. And by the way, I will be live tomorrow on Memorial Day. Appreciate the crew coming in for that. I'd love to be eating hamburgers and hanging out with my parents at a pool party, but they're coming tomorrow. But I'm going to be here instead because things are just too serious. The old folks and the children can play, but the men have got to fight, ladies and gentlemen. Bannon, conservative leaders lack the effing balls to stop cultural collapse of the West. And that's true. People don't want to admit just how hardcore things are. It sounds too radical to admit we're in the middle of a takeover, so people won't admit how bad it is, so we can't mobilize to stop it. Though the public knows the truth more and more and is ready to be rallied to stop it. So that's all coming up tonight in the next hour and 47 minutes we have left. And then Chase Geiser comes in doing Sunday Night Live, 6 to 8 p.m. And then, of course, weekday mornings, American Journal, Harrison Smith, my show, 11 a.m. Central, The Alex Jones Show, 12 noon Eastern, and, of course, Owen Schroyer and The War Room, 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. All right, I want to get into Trump and the speech to the Libertarian Convention took place, and the fireworks that came out of that over the weekend, some of the amazingly important, powerful statements President Trump said that we'll be going over. But let me just slow down here for a minute and look right in the camera and talk to the viewers and listeners. I will keep InfoWars on the air if I have your support. And even if they shut down InfoWars, I will be back on the air very, very quickly. And in many ways, probably more effective, even though I don't want InfoWars to be shut down, because I've been tied down for 2 years with this bankruptcy. But on the 13th of June, or 14th of June, excuse me, the judge said last week in a conference hearing, he said, if the plaintiffs, the Democratic Party that runs all this, don't settle, he's not going to liquidate the company as they've asked him to do. He's going to give it back to me. That said, the state courts, and where we're based in Austin, might as well be D.C. or New York, they're going to swoop in here very, very quickly and try to put padlocks on the doors, and they've said that's their plan. We could probably hold them off for a while. Who knows what's going to happen? Pray about it. But if you order product now at InfoWarsStore.com, you will get it, okay? And we ship within a day of you getting it. It'll be months and months, probably 2-3 months, till they're able to shut us down, even if they're able to. I'd say 50-50 right now. So it's important to support InfoWarsStore.com. Get a book, get a film, get a T-shirt, get water filtration, air filtration, the best out there at the lowest prices, 10% off right now. But regardless, support our outside sponsor. And, man, I know this sponsor good. I've had a lot of great sponsors over the years, but I've never had one this good. I've never had one, to be a little bit crude here, that I swam out of the end of his dick. But it's my dad, okay? So it's a little joke. Anytime my older kids are in my face or pissed off at me, which we get along really well, but I didn't make the joke till Rex was 18 and Charlotte was 18. She's 20, he's 21, Bobby 22. And anytime they get in my face about something, I'll say, don't forget what you swam out of the end of. All right, little bit of crass Alex Jones humor. I've never heard anybody make that joke. I think I invented it, but it's funny, isn't it? My dad, 2 years ago, thought we'd be shut down. And in the bankruptcy, they already started saying, oh, all these products he developed with InfoWars Life and all the great things he did, they weren't going to sell them anymore. They basically phased them out, even though that was what was funding the operation. So my dad said, I'm going to get in a warehouse. I'm continuing to make the products. They'll be available at a site he already had years ago, drjonesnaturals.com. And so regardless of where we go in the future, it's critical for you to go to my sponsor, my dad, a great guy, with his warehouse in North Austin or Georgetown, or it's actually in Round Rock, North Austin, and to get amazing products at drjonesnaturals.com. They ship within a day your order coming in, unless you order on Sunday. They've got all the great products, like the super organic multivitamin and the fiber greens and the iodine and the nano silver toothpaste and the wound gel and the immune gargle and the rocket rest and the top brain and the Kaba chill and the turmeric toothpaste and just it's and the tooth whitening with no fluoride with all the essential oils. It's all there at drjonesnaturals.com. And my dad will be a sponsor, whatever happens to InfoWars. And that is something separate from this operation. So it's great products you should get anyways. But if you support us and you like what we're doing and you want to keep us on the air and be in the center of the fight, when the globalists and the Democrats and the CIA and the deep state, above all, want us off the air, well, ladies and gentlemen, then you should support our sponsor, drjonesnaturals.com, drjonesnaturals.com. Up to 40% off right now, a whole bunch of products, 12 products that have been sold out for a long time because InfoWars stopped selling them. My dad took every bit of money he had, and he went and did a limited run of those 12 products. 2,000 fizzy magnesiums, 2,000 super male vitality, 2,000, just 2,000 of each to try to then take the money from that and put it all into a larger order and get 4,000 or 5,000 bottles of each to then be able to supply everybody and get you the products you want, the products you love. Because my dad owns and controls all the products that are sold at InfoWars, all the supplements. He just has been they've been selling them here. And you notice more and more they're not available. For whatever reason, the decision was made not to re-up those, not to have those, not to get some of those. But they're available at drjonesnaturals.com. Because for 2 years, I've had a CRO in here. I've had appointed by the court other people. And all it was a big, by the court, not the judge himself, but by the system. And the Justice Department got involved, and they said, boy, you saw the headlines, we're going to put Jones in jail. We're going to find the hundreds of millions hidden. We're going to find the money laundering. We're going to find everything I said was true. Everything I said was documented. Nothing the left said was true, just like with Trump. And because, I mean, I'm like, quite frankly, I'm like the sheriff of Mayberry or something. I mean, that's how I live my life. I'm a straight shooter. right down the middle. That's just how I've always been. It's how my family is. And they are so frustrated and they're so pissed that they have, and I'm knocking on wood here because they'll try to frame me, have not been able to do that. So now they just want to shut down. And they've said in the news, we don't want money. We don't want to settle. We just want to shut Alex Jones down. But then separately they go, he won't pay us our money. You see both those headlines. See, they don't make sense, do they? So it is critical to go to drjonesnaturals.com, drjonesnaturals.com, if they shut down InfoWars and you want to see this show come back quickly. That's how it works, because as long as I work for somebody else, won't be Alex Jones owns the company anymore, whatever's going to be set up, they can't stop us. Okay? So I don't have any intention of letting them silence me during this election. And plus, they'll be literally, I could do 10 interviews a day if I wanted to, on the biggest shows there are. In that interim, while we're finding a new operation and somebody else that we can work under, if they're successful, I will be doing interviews every few hours. So if their goal was to put me on the bench, if their goal was to silence me, I'm not just going to not go down without a fight. I'm going to win. But I need your backing. We can do this together. So mark it down in your heads, drjonesnaturals.com. And they may come to their senses and figure that out and settle with us, and that's what I want, and stay here in Austin and do that. People say, why do you live in Austin? It's a communist hellhole. It's a beautiful town. Well, I mean, I had family living here when it was Waterloo. And on both sides of my parents' family, I never make a big deal about it, but literally the founders of Texas, involved in all the major battles, raised Colonel Travis's son on my mom's side of the family, been here 8, 9 generations. My children are 9th generation Texans. We've been here since the 1820s. On my mom's side, early 1820s, Baptist missionaries, we were wealthy from New York, and there was a big fight with the Catholics and all the rest of it, and they would ship loads of Bibles and have big shootouts in Galveston and washing on the Brazos. You know, my ancestors wrote the original documents and the whole nine yards. So people ask, why are you in Austin? Kind of still feel like it's home because my family's been here. Here in Austin and in East Texas and in Gonzales for 9 generations. Nine. That's like you can't find really anybody that come from both sides that come. I mean, people are into Texas. I love Texas. I don't measure myself off of ancestors, but I do kind of, let's say this. I don't think of myself as powerful because of ancestors. I measure myself by my ancestors. So I actually do measure myself by ancestors. But I don't take what they did as my laurels. I think about how would they feel about me today? Am I measuring up? So that's why I live in Austin, and I watched it become the new Los Angeles. And obviously, if we set up something new, we have to. It will not be here. But I've not begun that. I've not started that. I just know there's a lot of opportunity. And so they can't keep us down if you support us. So follow me at Real Alex Jones on X. I got a Rumble channel. We don't promote enough. I'm going to start promoting that a lot more. And I'm going to work until the last minute they shut this place down, if they're able to do it, to keep us on air. But I just need you to go to drjonesnaturals.com. Next Level Foundational Energy is an incredible product. All the products there are really amazing. Go there, get great products, try a bunch of the products, see which ones you like the best, and continue to be a supporter at drjonesnaturals.com, because the Democratic Party for 2 years has been suing my dad. They separately sued my wife to harass her, even though she doesn't have hardly any money. And they've like, you know, told me, well, just do what we say and come out against the Second Amendment. They actually told us that. And we'll go easy on you. You could have a gun to my head, I wouldn't. And my wife's not mad at me. My parents aren't mad they're being harassed. They're actually like, let's, you know, don't settle with them. So if you think messing with my parents, you think messing with my wife has done something, it's only made us closer. That said, we're out of gas, folks. Okay? And they celebrated. Oh, Jones had 127 acres out in the hill country in Texas. Oh, we got that. I had that in an emergency, didn't even care. I care about free speech. It's nothing to me. But they just celebrate in the Wall Street Journal and the New York Times and Bloomberg. Ah, we're getting your money. That was just backup stuff. I already sold my house and put it all in InfoWars 2 years ago. I took all the Bitcoin donations and put it in here. It has been a pleasure and an honor to continue this operation in the face of tyranny. But that said, when you get to the wall and you don't have funds to even fight anymore, that's the time I'm like, listen, I know you guys expect me to be here forever. I know, you know, I'm not a victim. I'm not sitting there whining and bitching. I don't come off and squeal and yell and mommy help me. I'm just saying, if you believe in this show, if you value this broadcast, and if you want to continue to see us on air in one way or another and fighting the tyrants, then this is the place to support drjonesnaturals.com and continue to support InfoWars because it's a catch-22. If you don't support it and there's no money, it'll shut down because of that. And the funny part about them trying to take it over is there's literally no extra money in it because that's the way it's always been. Back when we had extra money, I would hire more reporters and run advertisement and reach out to people. And that's how in 2016-17 we had a show even bigger than Rogan's or Tucker's today. And I'm not in competition, but we were reaching 35 million people a day, every day, on the main show, not just clips. Clips, we're reaching 50 million a day, probably. And that's because I was taking advertising, extra money coming in from listeners, and I was running ads for the show for the online listening and the videos. I mean, we were probably spending $7-8 million a year in advertising. Because we were getting the listeners. We were doing pure, direct, come listen to the show, and it was boom, 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 just exponentially growing. And that's what this is about. So I want to get back in that position where we're able to go to the RNC and go to the DNC and go to Bilderberg that starts next week and do all this and go to the Davos group and just expose these scum. But even though there's plenty of money in the company to operate, you know, we got an RV to do it and all this stuff. I was told a month and a half ago, nope, no more trips by the court appointed people. You're not going to go to the border. You're not going to go anywhere. You're not going anywhere. But there's plenty of money. That's what I get people to do. I'm sorry, nowhere. Cause it's this thing about, you know, it's cutesy. It's fun. And the guy that's a CRO, he walks around and tells the crew, go look at that idiot Alex Jones on the screen talking about vaccines being poisonous. I love them. They're good. They work really great. He said that last week to the crew while I was on the show. He walked in and pointed at the TV and made fun of me in front of him. So that's fine. I'm not attacking the guy. I'm just telling you, that's the type of people we have appointed by the court in this operation that literally they all, mainstream news admits the shot didn't work. Mainstream news admits it's all a fraud. Mainstream news admits it destroys your immune system. And the guy walks around in front of my crew just making the rounds saying, you're not going on the road. You're not covering the border. And by the way, your boss is full of shit. So that's where we are. And I'm not going to sit here in potentially the last days of InfoWars and take it. I never sold out for money or power. Henry Kissinger tried to frickin' hire me. Roger Ailes tried to give me a Fox News show before Glenn Beck even came on the scene and then after. And I didn't take the money then, and I'll never do it. I'll sure as hell take money to tell the truth and do it the way I want and fight tyrants. I'm all for that. But I won't take a red cent if I think it's immoral or I think it compromises one damn thing I believe in and what I stand for and who I am. So I'm just going to start letting people know what's going on around here so you understand where we are. So it's a decision you got to make. You want to support us, take the articles, take the videos, take the reports, and don't think we're going to be here 2 months from now. And realize every day is precious and share them. And it's been great in this operation and great what we've done together. And it's been an incredible blessing. And anything the enemy does at us will be turned around by God against him. That said, I need you to go to drjonesnaturals.com and support our sponsor now. And InfoWars Store. It could be your last chance the last few months to get great t-shirts, great books. Think about how cool a vintage InfoWars shirt's going to be. There'll be no more InfoWars after this. They'll take it over. It'll be a whole new operation. So get it all at InfoWarsStore.com as well. All right, we'll get to the Trump speech when we come back. It's more important than ever to keep independent, true media on air. And when you buy the products, that's what you're doing. And at least for the foreseeable future, we're still here. If things change, I'll let you know. But it's essential you buy products at InfoWarsStore.com because it funds the operation, but that's a side issue. They really are amazing. And I didn't know this, somebody told me. Nitric Boost, I've been plugging for months, has been sold out. Best seller, cleans out your blood, cleans out your cardiovascular system, does incredible things. Dr. Mikovits has talked about how it's one of the best formulas out there. Everybody should be on it, young and old, black and white. It is back in stock, got a big shipment of it in at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off. of, I've been plugging it, and you go there and it's not there, I apologize. I need to get more briefings on what's in stock and what's not. But it's now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll free, 888-253-3139. A lot of listeners have complained in the last 2 years that our amazing high-quality coffee has not been available. And that's because the prices went up too high for the raw beans and the quality had gone down some. I turned down so many companies that wanted to work with us. But now we have brought back the coffee, and it's even better from a national supplier that's veteran-owned and veteran-operated. It's powered by the company Minuteman Coffee. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the best-tasting, best-smelling, strongest coffee that I have ever drank. It is game-changing. All you got to do is buy a bag of it and try it. I know you're going to be hooked, which will then fund our Operation A360 Win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now for Escape the Prison Planet Light Roast. That's the strongest. The amazing Medium Roast Wake Up America. And finally, the best-tasting Dark Roast Tip of the Spear, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your coffee now.
I just want to acknowledge your leadership and your ability to see around corners. Again and again and again, you have been labeled as a conspiracy theorist and a nutcase for speaking the truth that you were able to perceive earlier than many people. And I'm in your debt, and I think we're all in your debt for your courageous actions over these many years. You've been vilified and denigrated and gaslit and everything else. I've received a small taste of what you've been through, and I don't like it very much. So I certainly appreciate and empathize with everything you've been through, and thank you for being the hero that you are and not backing down in the face of all the crap that's been thrown at you.
Have the power to create machines, the power to create happiness. You, the people, have the power to make this life free and beautiful, to make this life a wonderful adventure. Then in the name of democracy, let us use that power. Let us all unite. Let us fight for a new world, a decent world that will give men a chance to work, that will give youth a future and old age a security. By the promise of these things, brutes have risen to power, but they lie. They do not fulfill that promise. They never will. Dictators free themselves, but they enslave the people. Now let us fight to fulfill that promise. Let us fight to free the world. Let us all unite!
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, so Drudge Report was a top story. ABC News, CNN, everywhere. Trump booed at the Libertarian Party. And I just makes me love Trump more. It's so outlaw. It's so rock and roll. It's so maverick to go there. And RFK Jr. is in the news admitting he handed out hundreds of squawking plastic rubber chickens. He funded a bunch of people to go get Trump's face and boo him. But he didn't show up to his own inauguration there to be nominated for the Libertarians. There it is. Booed, heckled at Libertarian Convention. The Don loses control. Video MAGA doesn't want you to see. Trump's putting the clips out on Truth Social. So he goes there, and some people cheer, but there's a bunch of people booing. Who cares? Libertarian ideas are good to a point, except governments are working with corporations where it's one-sided, where you have open borders giving people free welfare. You can't have open borders if there's free welfare to bring people here. If there's no welfare, you can do that, because they won't be coming here unless they're a producer. Look at El Salvador is giving a million people a free passport and citizenship if they are engineers or scientists or have wealth. That's smart. You want the brain drain to come to you. I've been offered an El Salvador passport. Might be taking one just for fun. I haven't been down there yet. I hear it's amazing. Been invited down there by the president. Not bragging. I'm going to get down there soon. I'm a little bit busy. Bolsonaro invited me down. I should have gone then to Brazil. But this time I'm going soon to El Salvador. But to me, it's great that Trump went and did this. And I'm not trying to snipe at RFK Jr. This is what he did. And then he virtually came in to get the nomination after Trump had been there. So Trump said, give me liberty, give me death. He said he's going to free the J6 political prisoners, the innocent Silk Road guy that just created a message board. I mean, he did everything he should have done other than, I guess, you know, come out and say he was wrong about the shots, though he's starting to go that direction. So here's Trump talking about stopping World War III.
I even arrive at the Oval Office shortly after we win the presidency. I will have the horrible war between Russia and Ukraine settled, so we quit spending hundreds of billions of dollars to fight other people's wars, and so that we start immediately saving thousands and thousands of lives. And I am committed to restoring peace and restoring stability and to stopping Joe Biden's march to World War III. You know you're being led right into World War III. You know that. You're going to have World War III, and it will be a war like no other because of the weaponry, the massive weaponry. It will be a war like no other. We will stop it. And I'm the only one that's going to be able to stop it. I will protect American sovereignty from the creeping hands of global government.
So again, libertarians back in the Milton Friedman era were great, in the Ron Paul era. But he was still a Republican. Modern libertarians are basically basement-dwelling leftists who are embarrassed the Democratic Party, so they pose as libertarians. And there were a lot of basement dwellers there. I'm not going to get to the clips of them, but they were absolutely out of control, and they could care less if Trump wants to stop World War III. I'm voting for Trump just because of how much peace we had. I give him an A+, a 95. When he was president, I'd give Biden an F-. I'd give Obama an F-, George W. Bush an F-, Herbert Walker Bush an F-, but not Trump. Here's Trump on liberating America.
Ladies and gentlemen, the great liberation of America begins on November 5th, 2024. It will be the most important day in the history of our country. And the forgotten man and woman will be forgotten no longer. I want to thank you. I want your support. And again, you can either nominate us and put us in the position or give us your votes. I would say nominate or give us your votes, but we want libertarian votes because you stand for what we stand for, and don't waste a vote, and don't allow the worst president in the history of our country to come back and do the final destruction of America. Thank you very much, everybody. God bless you. God bless you.
And here is President Trump on the J6 political prisoners.
They can sign their pardons or commutations on day one. And I will ensure that libertarians are helping to lead that task force. You'll be on that task force, many of you. As everyone knows, it will be my great honor to pardon the peaceful January 6th protesters, or, as I often call them, the hostages. They're hostages. There has never been a group of people treated so harshly or unfairly in our country's history. This abuse will be rectified, and it will be rectified very quickly. And if you vote for me on day one, I will commute the sentence of Ross Ulbricht to a sentence of time.
All right. Here's Trump on Give Me Liberty or Give Me Death.
The words of the great American patriot Patrick Henry, give me liberty or give me death.
And then here is Trump on why isn't Joe Biden speaking to you tonight?
Ladies and gentlemen, the great liberation of America. And by the way, why isn't Joe Biden here speaking to you tonight? You know why? Why isn't he? Because he can't put two sentences together. That's why he's not here.
And of course, Trump also commented on Marxism and what a deadly, dangerous poison it is.
Of hell, having Marxism in our government is intolerable, and teaching it to our children is considered to us child abuse.
That's such a good clip. Let's play that three times back to back.
We believe that Marxism is an evil doctrine straight from the ashes of hell. Having Marxism in our government is intolerable, and teaching it to our children is considered to us child abuse. We believe that Marxism is an evil doctrine straight from the ashes of hell. Having Marxism in our government is intolerable, and teaching it to our children is considered to us child abuse. We believe that Marxism is an evil doctrine straight from the ashes of hell. Having Marxism in our government is intolerable, and teaching it to our children is considered to us child abuse.
All right, let's hear some of the clips here of the maniacs running around trying to disrupt Trump's speech. Here it is. I love the wig falling off.
Competition is now slowing. Healthcare expenses. The Trump sign, break the tribe. Currently, what do they have to lose you with? They are so thousands and thousands of people are now living because of right to try. Trump nominated some 300 constitutionalist federal judges, a record, including a celibacy, three Supreme Court justices in one presidential
All right, let's stop right here. This looks like an episode of Jerry Springer. All right, here's what I want to do now. I want to look at Buttigieg, or Buttigieg, as Biden calls him, the most powerful comedian in modern history, even though it's unintentional. You know, he said we got to stop the January 6th erectionist. Just is the gift that keeps on giving. I want to hit what they're doing to our economy and the level of money laundering and looting that's going on. This is very important to explain with Buttigieg. And then I'm going to hit the open border news. And then I'm going to start the second hour with the open announcements across Europe, the UK, Australia, Canada, the US to reinstate the draft. I mean, they're getting it ready. They're announcing they want it. I've got articles in Europe, articles in the US. I've got the federal government making announcements, legislation introduced. I mean, it's going down. And now NATO says they're going to start giving heavy weapons to Ukraine, long-range missiles, to start blowing up Russian cities. And Russia has said, well, fine, we'll just start bombing European cities. We are 2 seconds from midnight, not 2 minutes from midnight. This is so dangerous, that's coming up. But first, Patrick McDavid put out a little brief clip of where I'm pointing out the New World Order is going down. Here it is.
The truth is, this world government's coming down. This whole vampiric system is coming down. I feel damn good about it.
It's comments like that that get you in trouble, what you just said right there. This whole government is coming down?
This whole corrupt system is coming down.
Define corrupt system. Ran by who?
The private interest of the Federal Reserve, the big Vatican systems, the traffic in children, the people that ship narcotics into America, the corrupt system is in the spotlight, and it's coming down.
And to make this clear, you're not talking about one side of politics. You're saying this is happening on both sides. You're talking about the elitist.
And what I'm saying is that I'm dead already. I already passed the River Styx. Everything I'm doing now is pure victory. This is the kamikaze mission. People think humanity just takes this stuff. No. The spirit of humanity manifests itself in resistance. And so that's what's happened. It's not about me. It's about what do we do to Hollywood? What do we do to the corrupt blue blood Republicans? What do we do to the Democrats? What do we do to let them know we're still alive?
Now, that clip is 5 years old. And I wanted to air it because you can see 5 years later, the globalists, they admit, are dying. Their whole system's falling apart. They're resigning in droves. The UN treaty has completely failed. The majority of countries said we're not signing it. That's buried in the news today. That happened yesterday. The UN says no one will pass it. They said, look out, though. A new virus is coming. It's going to be really deadly. Yeah, you're going to release one. We know that. And people are aware of that now. So before I get into booty juice, that's what the president calls him. Not Beetlejuice, booty juice, and his ridiculous activities, what's really behind it. Here is Dr. Peter McCullough, who's on the show for a full hour this Wednesday coming up, one of the top published cardiologists in the world, explaining the tidal wave of diseases that's coming, that they're blaming on COVID, but it's the COVID shot that did it. Here it is.
Dr. McCullough, over 80% of Americans ended up getting at least one COVID vaccine shot. Many others, there's a lower percentage that got the boosters, but over 80% of U.S. citizens got at least one shot. What do you say to them?
Yeah, I think about a third of them are perfectly fine, according to the data by Schmeling and colleagues. It really depends if you had any initial reaction at all. Those had a mild reaction, they're probably okay. But from our CDC VSafe data, we think about 7.7% of Americans could be in big-time health trouble. That number may seem small, but when you apply it to the population, it leads to a large number of individuals. These individuals need to seek doctors who are actively working in the vaccine injury space. My practice is almost exclusively that. We have detoxification protocols, things we can do to begin to lessen the burden of the spike protein in the body. Fortunately, they're natural products, nattokinase, bromelain, curcumin. We're working to help people avoid and then treat, if needed, large blood clots protocols to help people reduce the risk of myocarditis, cardiac arrest. We have to really shift our entire healthcare, system towards those who have been injured with the vaccines. It's going to be a tidal wave of diseases in internal medicine, cardiovascular, neurologic, immunologic, thrombotic, and now, unfortunately, oncologic or even cancer.
All right. We'll be talking to him Wednesday. I'll be hosting the fourth hour Wednesday, so he'll be on with us at 2 p.m. Central on Wednesday. Okay, let's talk about this. Look, I'm not insulting the intelligence of most of our regular listeners. I know you know as much as I do, in many cases more. But we have literally millions of new viewers a day that tune in different ways. Places like Real Alex Jones, millions a day. And they see a headline. We heard during Reagan administration there were some scams. Like $700 toilet seats, $500 hammers. Now, the Pentagon was really using that money for secret operations. It came out later, congressional hearings in the late 80s. But with the Democrats today, with the 100+ billion we've given to Ukraine, well, that's like 170 billion we've given them, all total 250 billion that other governments have given them. So altogether 250 billion. But the lion's share given by the U.S. A large portion of that gets laundered back to the U.S. And we've had Biden and we've had Victoria Nuland and others admit, oh, don't worry, a lot of the money comes home. You mean to yourselves. And we now know that most of the money in Ukraine ever went to weapons or even troops. It just went to the Ukrainian government. And even mid-level government people are making $10, $20 million. People like Zelensky, the word is $5 billion he's stolen. He's bought like huge palaces all over Miami and New York and Switzerland. And huge private jets, $80 million jets, you name it. But when you look at Buttigieg or booty juice, as Biden calls him. And you've got, since Biden stole the election 3.5 years ago, something like $500 billion's been spent on global warming. Got the numbers right here. But out of that, and the latest package that was over $60 billion, $7.5 billion was earmarked for charging stations. They were going to build thousands of them around the country. In fact, they said over 10,000. But they didn't do that. They didn't spend basically any of the money. I looked it up. The average super fast charging station that Musk has put in cost about $100,000. But the standard systems they've been putting in cost about $55,000 or so. So let's do the math here, and I'll show you a clip. This isn't me saying this. I know it sounds hard to believe. $7.5 billion in 2021, one of the first things Biden did was cut off the pipelines and start all the carbon regulations and shut down a bunch of coal plants and say, but don't worry, we've got this road to EVs, which is a bridge to nowhere. And so $7.5 billion was allotted to put charging stations, over 10,000 of them across the country. Instead, they've built seven of them. That's about $700,000. So by their math, what is seven charging stations divided into $7.5 billion? It's $1 billion plus per charging station. You know, you go to a Bucky's gas station. Gotta love them. Big, huge, giant gas station. Looks like a Walmart. And they'll have a row of like 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 charging stations back at the back. And you pull in, there's usually one or two cars getting charged, and you'll have 50 gas pumps and 50 ice machines and barbecue inside. I'm getting hungry and all the rest of it. So there really wasn't even a need for these charging stations because the gas stations put them in. Elon Musk put a bunch in. Car makers put them in, but they were going to put in EV stations everywhere for $100,000 a pop. Now, which is overpaying. Now it's $1 billion plus per charging station, and he was confronted about it. Here's the clip.
The Federal Highway Administration says only 7 or 8 charging stations have been produced with a $7.5 billion investment that taxpayers made back in 2021. Why isn't that happening more quickly?
So the president's goal is to have 500,000 chargers up by the end of this decade. Now, in order to do a charger, it's more than just plunking a small device into the ground. There's utility work, and this is also really a new category of federal investment. But we've been working with each of the 50 states. Every one of them is getting formula dollars to do this work,
engaging them
in the first handful, again, by 2030, 500,000 chargers. And the very first handful of chargers are now already being physically built.
Now, you notice I said 100,000 or 10,000. They promised to build 10,000 the first year. That was 3 years ago. 7 or 8 were built. And that's all pure crap. There's big power lines on all the highways. They got plenty of places to put them. Private interests are able to do it. They decided not to do it. Where'd the money go? Well, if you look at who does the windmills and who does the charging stations, it's pure boondoggles to the Democratic Party. Remember the head of the Department of Energy testified she didn't own energy stock and she's heavily invested and on the boards of major companies is making tens of millions herself a year. It's a giant scam. But Buttigieg or Buttigieg wasn't done there. He now is blaming the Boeing aircraft and the doors coming off and turbulence that's always been there on global warming.
The effects of climate change are already upon us in terms of our transportation. We've seen that in the form of everything from heat waves that shouldn't statistically even be possible, mm-hmm. threatening to melt the cables of transit systems in the Pacific Northwest, to hurricane seasons becoming more and more extreme, and indications that turbulence is up by about 15%.
All pure crap, but they are engaged in a lot of weather weapon behavior, and there is some weird weather going on. What does paying a carbon tax do? What does shutting off U.S. coal plants that are totally clean do when China has thousands they're building every few years that are totally dirty? It does nothing. It's all a giant power grab. It's all a huge lie. Okay, hour number two. This is not a spectator sport, folks. I love you. You are awesome. You care to tune in. You are the tip of the spear. Are you going to share the live feed from Infowars.com/show or band.video or the feed from Real Alex Jones? There's a video feed right there of tonight's show. Let's put up the headline if we can from X. Real Alex Jones, the live show feed. Federal agency prepares to bring back the national draft. That's the headline. Take that, retweet it, repost it, send it on your email list, send it on your text message, tell people word of mouth. Sunday Live, federal agency prepares for return of military draft as NATO announces plans to bomb Russia. That is coming up next hour. We're going to go over all the documents, the admissions, the preparations, and NATO saying, yeah, we're going to start bombing Russia. This is so crazy, I can't even believe I'm saying it. It's so wild. And then another tranny. The last 15 or so mass shootings have been all trannies. Now multiple stabbing attacks in a movie theater, one other place, and the media tried to cover it up. But the person on their own Instagram and Facebook says, I am a woman. We're going to be covering that coming up. And so much more next hour. The second hour is absolutely critical. I want to thank you all for joining us. I want to thank the crew for the great job they're doing. And then after the next hour ends, Chase Geyser takes over Sunday Night Live with tons of news, your calls, and so much more. And then, Lord willing, I'll be back tomorrow at 11 a.m. Central, right after American Journal with Harrison Smith. But before we go to break, remember, we have a good chance to keep InfoWars on the air, but if the funds aren't there, it won't happen. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get great products like Nitric Boost, X3 Iodine, Ultimate Fish Oil, 40% off, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, T-shirts, books, films, a copy, signed or unsigned, of my two latest books, The Great Reset and the War for the World, or The Great Awakening, the newest, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Great Renaissance. Get a signed copy. It's a fundraiser. Get an unsigned copy. Whatever you do, get one at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free, 888-253-3139. And then DrJonesNaturals.com, Next Level Foundational Energy, all the nano silver products, the wound gel, the immune gargle, the toothpaste, all fluoride-free, all incredible, the rocket rest, deep, amazing sleep aid, the Kaba Chill, the Top Brain, incredible nootropic, and a limited run of your fan favorites out there, like the Next Level Ultimate Fizzy Magnesium. It's all there at drjonesnaturals.com. It's a straight-up donation, plus you get great products. That's why you need to go there. If you support us, want to continue to keep me on the air one way or another, then that's what I need you to do. Take action now. Go to drjonesnaturals.com. So many other great products like Primal. Oh, my gosh. Fiber greens, they're all back in stock. DrJonesNaturals.com.
I just want to acknowledge your leadership and your ability to see around corners. Again and again and again, you have been labeled as a conspiracy theorist and a nutcase for speaking the truth that you were able to perceive earlier than many people. And I'm in your debt, and I think we're all in your debt for your courageous actions over these many years. You've been vilified and denigrated and gaslit and everything else. I've received a small taste of what you've been through, and I don't like it very much. So I certainly appreciate and empathize with everything you've been through, and thank you for being the hero that you are. And not backing down in the face of all the crap that's been thrown at you.
This is so, so important. Please remember, ladies and gentlemen, we're listener supported. Your purchases at InfoWarsStore.com allow this powerful, game-changing information on the air, and they're really great products. InfoWarsStore.com. Mineral Fusion sold out, but a little bit more is coming in a few weeks, so that's a bummer. But Nitric Boost cleans out your blood, so good for your heart, your brain, everything. It is back in stock, 40% off. There is, of course, a lot of other great products like the Ultimate Fish Oil, highest grade of fish oil at a great price. So good for your whole body, so good for your brain, so good for your cardiovascular system, so good for your sleep. It's available as well at InfoWarsStore.com. or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. While you're there, get 10-hour clean energy that is amazing. Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com as well. Get a copy of one of my two newest books, The Great Reset and the War for the World, and the newest one, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Great Renaissance.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
For decades, those with eyes to see have been aware of chemtrails in our skies. And for decades, we were called conspiracy theorists. But in 2016, while serving as director of the CIA, John Brennan admitted that chemtrails are real at the Council on Foreign Relations.
Another example is the array of technologies, often referred to collectively as geoengineering, that potentially could help reverse the warming effects of global climate change. One that has gained my personal attention is stratospheric aerosol injection, or SAI, a method of seeding the stratosphere with particles that can help reflect the sun's heat in much the same way that volcanic eruptions do. An SAI program could limit global temperature increases, reducing some risks associated with higher temperatures and providing the world economy additional time to transition from fossil fuels. This process is also relatively inexpensive. The National Research Council estimates that a fully deployed SAI program would cost about $10 billion yearly.
In 2007, it was announced that nano-sized particles, known as smart dust, can be dispersed over the battlefield via aerial spraying. The military has contracted several multinational corporations to develop wearable biosensors. Biosensors and smart dust can become something known as body dust that can spread inside the human body as an active network, capable to provide telemetry from inside the body for the use of monitoring humans. There is a patent for using polyethylene glycol derivatives as a way to modify the weather, the same substances used in the COVID-19 lipid nanoparticles. These polymers can be integrated with biosensors and soft robotics for smart materials, materials that can be modified by external stimuli. Soft robotics is a subfield of robotics that utilizes compliant materials rather than rigid ones, such as the hydrogels found in the experimental COVID shots. DuPont is manufacturing elastomers for fast-moving soft robots and have developed the fastest DEA-driven soft robots ever reported. Designed for biosensing, interacting with biological entities, and actuating on a cellular level. In her recent article, Smart Dust, Biosensors, Polymers for Geoengineering, and the Multinational Corporations that Manufacture Them, Dr. Anna Maria Mielchia points out that these are the transhumanist technologies that will be giving AI enormous amounts of data, as Bill Gates said, to understand 100 trillion organisms. She also points out the important fact that the elastomers being fabricated by DuPont for this soft robot technology are made of the exact same chemicals found when analyzing the mesogens, a compound that displays liquid crystal properties, found in targeted individuals. And they appear to be the same compounds she found in the blood of the vaxxed, as well as the blood of the unvaxxed, which appear to be the same structures used as part of electronic circuitry in self-assembly nanotechnology. Smart dust is a system of tiny microelectromechanical systems that can detect light, temperature, vibration, magnetism, or chemicals. They are operated wirelessly on a computer network, can be used for medical or military surveillance purposes, and can be dispersed through the air via chemtrails, which would greatly go unnoticed by the sleeping masses who have come to accept them. When combined with the mesogen soft robot technology, which has already been found in several blood samples of unwitting victims, they could create a means of monitoring and controlling the entire human population. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
All right, folks, we're live. It's Sunday night. I am absolutely loaded for bear on the World War III subject. And I know we harp on this, but it's getting closer. and closer and closer. We are so deep into this. And you say, well, that's crazy. Why would they do that? They're doing that because they're desperate. They need a great reset with all that's going on. That's exactly why they're doing it. They believe they'll be able to manage a giant war, and we'll get in line when our sons and daughters now, as well, are being shipped off for the national draft. We're going to cover it all right now. Stay with us. We join some stations in 60 seconds. Infowars.com/show, band.video, and Real Alex Jones on X.
Have you tried taking the Real Red Pill? A one-of-a-kind heart and brain formula designed exclusively for InfoWarsStore.com. One of the most powerful ingredients in Real Red Pill Plus is pregnenolone. Pregnenolone levels decrease with age, and low levels are associated with fatigue, low brain function, and unhealthy aging. The Real Red Pill Plus also provides essential trace minerals, such as vitamin B12, calcium, copper, and zinc. Featuring naturally occurring L-theanine, caffeine, and theobromine, the energy blend inside the Real Red Pill Plus provides an extra pick-me-up for your day that goes beyond the second cup of coffee. So visit InfoWarsStore.com, go down the rabbit hole, and try taking the Real Red Pill. Now 25% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
Bottom line on nuclear weapons is that when the president gives the order, it must be followed. There's about 4 minutes between the order being given and the people responsible for launching nuclear weapons to do so.
I will make it clear that the United States will treat cyber attacks just like any other attack. We will be ready with serious political, economic, and military responses.
They're voting for peace on planet Earth if they vote for Trump. But if they vote for Hillary, it's war.
We came, we saw, we died.
With her, you'll end up in World War III.
I want the Iranians to know that if I'm the president, we will attack Iran.
Right now, Senator, for us to control all of the airspace in Syria would require us to go to war against Syria and Russia.
The U.S. military has just raised the threat level to DEFCON 2. Meanwhile, Hillary Clinton is still threatening Russia with military action following unconfirmed reports of further hacking. It's like she's not even concerned about the repercussions.
Of course not, because she's...
Well, there's a really loud noise.
All right, looks like we're having a little bit of technical difficulties. We'll try to get Leanne back on in a few minutes.
When the president gives the order, it must be followed.
Vote November 8th. Like your life depends on it. That's from 8 years
ago.
From
the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Well, in the 1960s and 70s, the rich people didn't send their kids to Vietnam. Or they were like Senator Blumenthal. They just were Marines that worked in the U.S. Capitol. Stolen valor. Claimed he was a combat vet, never was in Vietnam. And now they want to tread on you. They want to take your children. They want to feed them into a meat grinder. Selective Service is moving to register all young people, men and women, because we're fair now. We're liberal. No difference between men and women. For war. All over Europe, they're announcing conscription. Being prepared. In a new war economy.
Living to your doubt. What we so proudly hail.
All Storm Shadow missiles provided by the UK and similar missiles by the US and France and Germany rain down inside Russia. Hundreds of refineries blown up. Bases hit. Civilian infrastructure. What is Russia going to do? Well, just like World War II, they're going to roll their sleeves up.
So be it. Threaten no more.
They blew up the Nord Stream pipeline. Blame Russia for it a year and a half ago. And now in mainstream media, they admit the West did it. Welcome to the Shadow War. Don't tread on me. Never starts it. So be it. Always finishes it. No more. To secure pieces. To prepare for war. So be it. All right, ladies and gentlemen. We have been sleepwalking into Armageddon. You know the history. No need to repeat it. The 10 years ago, the CIA, Victoria Nuland, George Soros openly brag on CNN that they overthrew the government, started attacking Russians inside Ukraine, started shelling inside Russia, thumping Putin in the nose, where the hardliners were putting major pressure on Putin as being a wimp, and then attacks inside Russia over and over again. Been thumped in the nose? When I was being bad or was rude at the dinner table, my dad would just thump me on the nose, and he could thump really hard. Don't get my attention. My uncle could thump even harder. He'd thump me right in the head sometimes. Bam! Well, it's a little bit more than a thump in the nose. And they finally got what they wanted with the Russians. Now they tried to assassinate Fico because he was against the war there in Slovakia. It's going down, folks, and it's going down quick. And you've got Stoltenberg, the head of NATO, 2 weeks ago and again on Friday saying, yes, we're going to supply more heavy weapons, not hundreds, as they've been doing every few months, but thousands of heavy cruise missiles that can hit Moscow. And Russia has said, if you continue to do that, we will start attacking NATO bases outside of Ukraine. Let's just see in the pissing contest what happens. So Biden and the criminals can launder money because they're mad at the Russians. They won't cut their son's pee-pees off like we will. And I've seen Democrats for a decade say, oh, we got to bring a draft back and have women. It's so fair. It'll teach you government service. So you can be a homeless person and take fentanyl all day and lay around or illegal alien and get everything free. Cover that in a moment. But if you're a citizen, we're going to conscript you and we're going to send you to Ukraine to fight the Russians. My son is 21 years old, about to be 22. But hell, he's not the only one on the chopping block. My dear darling Charlotte, 20 years old, does a great job in the job she's got. I'm not going to say what job she's got, but she does a great job helping people while she goes to college. And boy, you want to punch my buttons. You finally found one to punch. My children are going to go fight the Russians over my dead body. Now, if they want to sign up and go do it, they can. But they're awake and they're not afraid. But they don't want to waste their life for the New World Order. And so that's a debate we have to start happening because we always think we're in a free society and the draft's back in the 70s and it's not here. It's being proposed everywhere and they're preparing for it. So what do you make of them apples? Here's some of the headlines. Watch. I'll play the clip in a moment. This is a respected British PM. He's been in the meetings. West is actually at war with Russia now. They just haven't told you yet. I've been telling you that for 2 years. Video of this. Let Ukraine freely strike Russia with Western arms, NATO chief, when it's actually Western technicians launching the cruise missiles and other weapons. U.S. strike on Russian targets would start of World War, Medvedev says. Deputy chair of Russia's Security Council made remarks after Polish foreign minister claimed Washington had threatened to conduct such a strike should Russia use nuclear weapons in Ukraine. What does that mean? They're already striking Russia. Here's the article out of BBC. Mandatory national service would get young people out of their bubble. National service would engage young people in society. Again, with too many living in their own bubble, said Home Secretary James Cleverly, told the BBC. Conservatives have pledged that if they win the general election, 18-year-olds will have to take part in a scheme involving military or non-military service to address the fragmentation of society. So they fragment society, then come in with tyranny to try to fix it. They break the vase, and they're the super glue. And they rebuild the nation in the way they see fit. Lawmakers want to automate selective service registration for military draft. It's up on InfoWars.com. House lawmakers considering a plan to automate selective service registration for all men. Oh, how discriminatory. The Democrats proposing women as well when they reach the age of 18, making the process of national draft easier and eliminating potential consequences associated with manual filing of the paperwork. That's right. They'll sign you up right away. The new draft of the House Armed Services Committee, I guess pun intended, the new draft of the House Armed Services Committee annual defense authorization bill would mandate all men between the ages of 18 and 26 should be automatically registered in the selective service system. The selective service system hasn't been used for over half a century since the Vietnam War, but men who fail to register face various penalties, including forfeiture and eligibility for federal programs or even jail time. Well, just claim you're a woman. I guess that's going to come in handy. America is actively preparing for war with China. War Games, Daily Mail, with China encircling Taiwan and a blockade that's still ongoing. And it goes on and on. Xi Jinping's recipe for total control, an army of eyes and ears. All right. That's where we are on that front. It is a big, big deal. Here's President Trump to the libertarians booing him when he said, I want to stop World War III, because they weren't libertarians. They were RFK Jr., who admits he did it. He admits it. Funded thugs with tickets to go in and try to shut down Trump's speech. Not very pro-free speech, but RFK Jr. was so scared of the thugs he hired, he himself took the nomination virtually. Wow, he's RFK Jr., I've been really nice to because he's done some good things, is really starting to piss me off. He so feared the howling mob of idiots he hired to try to stop Trump's speech that he himself wouldn't even show up the next day. Here's President Trump.
I even arrive at the Oval Office shortly after we win the presidency. I will have the horrible war between Russia and Ukraine settled so we quit spending hundreds of billions of dollars to fight other people's wars and so that we start immediately saving thousands and thousands of lives. And I am committed to restoring peace and restoring stability and to stopping Joe Biden's march to World War III. You know you're being led right into World War III. You know that. You're going to have World War III, and it will be a war like no other because of the weaponry, the massive weaponry. It will be a war like no other. We will stop it, and I'm the only one that's going to be able to stop it. I will protect American sovereignty from the creeping hands of global government. The words of the great American patriot Patrick Henry, give me liberty or give me death. We believe that Marxism is an evil doctrine straight from the ashes of hell. Having Marxism in our government is intolerable, and teaching it to our children is considered to us child abuse.
I already played those clips last hour, but they're so good I can't help myself. All right. I'm not going to play the video. I'm not going to torture you with his voice, but I got the transcript right here. You can pull it up for yourself. It's on Gateway Pundit. It's on InfoWars.com. House Democrat leader Hakeem Jeffries threatens MAGA extremists on Supreme Court, warns Congress must get them under control. He wants a solicitor general to harass them and put them under control of Congress. That's a congressional takeover of another branch of government, the judiciary. That's legislative. They also are trying to strip Trump of the emergency powers of the Insurrection Act when they stage riots when he's reelected in 162 days. That's a coup over the military war powers. And they want to pack the court, he says, 15, 20, 30, who knows, up from nine judges with all their people so they can do whatever they want. This is dictatorial tyranny. This is the desperate actions of a group that knows it's losing control over the people. And what are they so pissed off about? Well, neighbors took photos and it was given to the FBI and now they have it. Why, they caught Justice Alito's wife during the 2000 election flying an upside down flag. She's disrespectful. She hates America. No, flying a flag upside down means you are in distress. And if we're not in distress, what are we in? I like Alito way more now, and he's one of the best members. It goes Clarence Thomas Alito after that. And then it just gets worse from there. Wife of Justice Alito called upside-down flag signal of distress. The Washington Post then attacks her and says, nobody's ever heard that. That's the official military signal for it. Sotomayor, the communist, admits some Supreme Court decisions have driven her to tears. Biden faces a small but growing group of unconfirmed delegates at the DNC convention. That's why he's having a virtual convention where they'll replace him with Gavin Newsom. We've been telling you for 2 years. James Carville calls Democrat message full of SH-T. Democrat messaging is full of bleep. James Carville erupts at the left for focusing on Gaza while ignoring the economy. Yeah, you bet. Biden gets mad when no one claps for him and says, you can clap for that. When he's at West Point Cadets, oh, they don't love you. And it gets better. Defendant's laptop is real. Oh, a judge said so. They admitted it 4 years ago. Biden's DOJ to submit Hunter Biden's laptop as evidence in gun trial because now they want to get rid of Biden. Now he served his usefulness. Now he can be blamed for what's been done when he's a mindless crypt keeper dementia puppet. Now they're ready to burn him, which is another lesson on serving evil that always eats its own. Why would you be part of something so treacherous and so ridiculous as this? I'm going to talk about why we're losing. Oh, we're winning hearts and minds, but we're barely winning that. I'm not going to give you sunshine prognostications. I'm going to give you my analysis and where we are. But if people get hardcore and get out of their comfort zone and get serious, we can win. And that's coming up after the break here in 5-6 minutes when we go to break with Steve Bannon, who's on the show Tuesday at noon. But let's look at the treason on the border. By the way, I have over 50 articles just yesterday and today that I personally printed off because I wanted to be reminded, because there's no way to like have the links. You forget them. You can't find them. They change the headlines. This is just a small snapshot of the treason against the taxpayer. 40-plus Dem mayors beg Joe Biden to create jobs program, wait for it, for illegal aliens. We have the video. We have the letters. We have it all. Oh, we got 25 million illegals. That's what it is, not 10 million. Since you got in, Tucker Carlson's done the analysis. Congress has done it. What are we going to do? There's no jobs. We're running out of welfare. The schools aren't even open. There's no after-school programs. We're housing illegals at the public schools. Give us money that the Democrats take a slice of off the top. Great replacement. Senator Schumer calls for amnesty of millions of illegals to offset declining U.S. population. There's video of him admitting it. The great replacement. Now get ready for this headline. At least 90% of welfare recipients are migrants. Illegal aliens told they had a free lunch to come here and they got to incentivize them to come here. They get $93,000 a year, free health care. They don't push the poison shots on them. Just in one main town alone, on the average, in the 800-plus blue cities, over 70%, 72% of the welfare goes to illegal aliens now. At least 90% of welfare recipients in Maine City are migrants. A city in Maine is considering issuing a new ordinance to allow private dwellings, churches, and community centers to be turned into emergency homeless shelters as the city is flooded with migrants. The new ordinance would not force private owners in Westbrook to give over space, like they've done in Europe, to house the homeless, but it would allow homes and churches to become homeless shelters in the owner's wish. And they'll get a piece of the federal money. Continuing, 1 in 7 American kids lives in poverty, not enough food to eat. But the illegal aliens, they get first dibs. Shock video, illegals pelt border agents with rocks, bottles during skirmish in Texas. Let's play this video. When border jumpers are shocked by the lack of security and vetting at border checkpoints, you know we're screwed. Fox News. And there's all these videos where they're from Europe, Asia, Latin America, everywhere. They're like, listen, there's no security. We saw terrorists, guys with drugs and weapons. You should watch out. When the illegal aliens tell you to watch out, you know you've got a problem. Illegal, sick of waiting for Border Patrol, hop Lyft ride in California. Illegal boarding crossers arrested for 6 assaults, trafficking a 12-year-old girl in Wisconsin. They let them out of jail over and over and over and over. Here's the clip.
Did you have to pay a cartel?
Yes.
How much?
Around 10,000.
10,000?
Yes. In fact, the American people is right, completely true. Who come into this country, they don't know. Well, okay, I'm good, but how if they're not good? How they're killer, psychopath, else? No guarantee of that. Why, like no security, no security check, no background check.
No security check, no background check. You're worrying about who's crossing the border?
Yes. They are, of course, me, because I'm like, people are not look normal.
But let's remember who's running all of this. A pedophile, criminal drug addict in his own right, his drug addict son, the perfect front people, because Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates said they can sit back and not get the blame. But here's the good news. They are getting the blame. The people understand this is deliberate. So the New World Order wrecks things. That's bad, but not as bad if we wake up and take things back. But if they wreck things and we don't know they did it, we don't know they're the authors of the angrier world, then they get total control. But instead, it's the best house in the bad neighborhood, as I love to say. We have a real footing to fight them. Here's a little clip remembering Hunter Biden's laptop.
And Hunter's in the basement with a silver spoon. The hookers and drugs were gonna be there soon. When you're coming home, Dad, I don't know when. I'll be good and high by then, Dad. Yeah, I'll be good and high by then.
Picking through rugs. Smoking anything that even remotely resembled crack cocaine.
I'm very proud of my son.
My son came around just the other day. He said, I got me a deal where we can both get paid. Can I trade on your name? I said, sure, okay. Will anyone know? He said, no, no way. And as he walked away, he looked kind of dim and said, I'm gonna be like him, yeah. You know I'm gonna be like him.
He's fixed it. He's worked on it.
And Hunter's in the basement with a silver spoon. Ukrainian brides are gonna be there soon. When you're coming home, Dad, I don't know when. I'll put aside your 10%.
And then you have these white people that are saying, what happened to our country? We used to have baseball and ice cream. And we used to have a national religion. We used to celebrate Easter.
Ladies and gentlemen, the great liberation of America begins on November 5th, 2024. It will be the most important day in the history of our country, and the forgotten man and woman will be forgotten no longer. I want to thank you. I want your support. And again, you can either nominate us and put us in the position or give us your votes. I would say nominate or give us your votes, but we want libertarian votes because you stand for what we stand for, and don't waste a vote, and don't allow the worst president in the history of our country to come back and do the final destruction of America. Thank you very much, everybody. God bless you. God bless you. And by the way, why isn't Joe Biden here speaking to you tonight? You know why? Why isn't he? Because he can't put two sentences together. That's why he's not here.
Sleepless nights seem to be a lot more common these days with everything that's going on both at home and the world at large. If you're having trouble getting to that deep sleep we could all use more of, our new sleep support formula, Down and Out, is just the thing. It's our new faster-absorbing liquid formula that is specifically designed to help you get the shut-eye you deserve.
formulated to improve upon our best-selling product, Knockout, with Down and Out. Now the herbs and melatonin packed inside are extracted directly into the glycerin solution. So the ingredients are already dissolved into the formula before you even take it. One of the other sleep support herbs included is the passion flower, which was traditionally used by Native Americans like the Cherokees, who used it for its relaxing qualities. Be sure to take this product when you are completely ready for sleep, because you will be down and out. Selling out now at InfoWarsStore.com.
And I'm sorry to give people the bad news, folks. It's all over. We need to get ready now. People need to go to KEPM.com/gold. KEPM.com/gold. You need to get ready. This is the place to go. I love them. They're great sponsors. They're great people. Or you can call 720-605-3900. In my opinion, you are insane if you don't get into silver right now and get some gold. And I wish I could do it. I'm under enemy attack. It's okay. It's fine. And I'm just looking at all of you, wishing I was in the position you're in right now, because I wish this wasn't the case, but I intellectually and spiritually know I'm 100% right. And I think you all know it too. We are screwed. But the good news is humanity's waking up, and we're going to turn this around. So buckle up, folks. Buckle up and get ready now, because the greatest crisis of all of our lives is happening now, and I'm just the watchman on the wall, the Paul Revere, telling you the new world order's coming. It's here.
Let me take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course, InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra, it's now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Let me take some Brain Force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course, InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra, it's now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
It's Sunday, May 26, 2024, and we're still here, still fighting, still kicking. Thanks to you.
The last beacon of truth in a world of deception, it's Alex Jones.
Not the last beacon, but one of the biggest beacons. All right, I want to play a Steve Bannon clip, and I want to play a Nick Fuentes clip here. I want to talk about both these clips. But Steve Bannon, the full interview he did is up on InfoWars.com. It's a short clip. But I suggest you go to InfoWars.com and watch the whole interview. Bannon, conservative leaders lack the effing balls to stop cultural collapse in the West. He's absolutely right, because people don't want to admit how bad things are because it's so fantastical. But if you have a real problem and won't admit what the problem is, you have no shot at it. If you're intimidated by the corporate media, if you're intimidated by the left, you're intimidated by what they're going to say about you, you're going to lose. They fear us because we say the truth. We say what's really happening. Justice be done by the heavens fall. We just tell it like it is. We call balls and strikes. So Steve is on target. Here's the clip.
What's stop it. Here's what he did to stop it. Nothing. You know why they did nothing? Because it's too f***ing hard to do it. They're gutless. The reason this country in the West is in the shape it's in is because the conservatives who talked a good game about doing better didn't have the balls to sit there and fight and say no. This is why you have moms going to school boards to throw this pornography out. The reason we're winning in the United States, we're not depending upon a conservative elite who are gutless and feckless. We're depending upon mothers and fathers and school boards. We're depending upon working class people who are taking their extra time to go to precinct strategy because they said, hey, we're prepared to stand and fight and not let our country be taken. And that's what's important. Everything else is just conversation. You have to have the political will and the muscle to sit there and say, they can call me a racist, they can call me a nativist, they can call me a xenophobe, a sexist, a homophobe, all of it. When they get to that name calling, that means they've lost the argument and we're winning. You've got to draw that pus, you've got to lance the boil and draw that pus out of the system, and the conservatives aren't prepared to do that. They'll curl up in the fetal position because they're not going to be acceptable with the clubs. You have to get over, you have to understand we're unclubbable, and we're unclubbable, and we're fucking proud of it, okay? And we're going to save our country, and eventually leaders will step up in England and come to the forefront and save the United Kingdom.
Now, I know our hardcore audience is going, okay, we already know this. Thank you for telling us that the sky's blue. You are not like the rest of the public. They're starting to wake up. They know something's wrong, but they still don't want to rock the boat. The boat's getting capsized. We're on the rocks. We're getting destroyed. The only way out of this is committing to tell the truth and not caring about being attacked. Then there'll be so many of us telling the truth they can't stop us. We've already reached that point. Globalists are resigning from all the major banks and the WEF and the UN and the New World Order and Victoria Nuland and all of it. They are losing. We are winning. Now they want to fail forward into World War III and hope that's so climactic and so destructive, and the Armageddon will make us forget what they've done with the poison shots and the open borders and the fentanyl and the drag queen pedophile time and all the rest of it. But Steve Bannon's so right. And he's stating something so obvious, but others aren't doing it. So it's like, wow, that's powerful, because it is, because the truth is powerful. 3 years ago, they sent the FBI and had helicopters in Virginia land at school board meetings in the football field to intimidate parents that said, we don't want critical race theory teaching our 7-year-old they're bad because they're white. We don't want transgenders in the bathroom that had raped 2 girls and that Obama, it came out in secret emails, was running the White House trying to defend that. Because if anybody finally stands up, guys, pull up Bug's Life, the grasshopper speech. If you let one ant stand up, they'll all stand up. And the grasshopper comes to his boss. He says, sir, we've got plenty of food. Why do we need to keep bullying the ants? And he says, oh, really? How about one ant? He throws a little piece of corn at him or a little piece of wheat at him. He goes, oh, did that hurt? He goes, no. He goes, how about 10,000 of them? He goes, if we let one ant stand up, they might all stand up, and then that's the end of us. They're criminals. They're arrogant. They're out of control. I got a stack of news I'll hit here in a minute of the CIA in Congress caught creating the COVID virus, creating the vaccine, all of it, lying to Trump about it, which is just the truth. I'm not defending Trump. He won't admit he's wrong. And censoring the media and trying to bring in total control. Our acquiescence, believing we're a free country, allowed them to get to this point. Now that we admit we're losing our freedom, we're in trouble, we can start fixing things. They're selling incredibly unpopular criminal bullshit. It's easy to beat this, folks. They're selling sand in the Sahara. We're selling big jugs of ice-cold ice water and sunscreen for free. They want you to give up all your freedom, roll over, be a slave, have nothing, own nothing, eat bugs, so they can be God and fly around on private jets while you have nothing. And we're like, hey, you can just promote freedom. Everything's great. We'll go to space and have a perfect future. Well, you know, not, things won't be perfect, but the future will be beautiful. It's that simple. So they were so scared of people at city councils getting involved in all over the country, something like 80% of the city council meetings and the school board meetings outside a few key blue cities where they have election fraud, we're winning everywhere. We're winning. We're winning. We're winning. But we're an eight-cylinder engine operating on four damn cylinders. We're operating on the people that are awake. And I'm going to say something about Trump right now. I know Trump. I know Trump very well. I know his number. He believes in prosperity. He works for the system. They hate him because he wants to be the president, and he is the president. And they're scared of populists, and they see him as the big kahuna. But let's not think Trump's going to save us. We are going to put Trump in and put his feet to the fire and do the best we can with him, but he won't save us. It's going to be going to city council and school boards and running for office and raising your children and working hard and being aware of what's happening. That will beat these people. And it'll be you educating your children about what's really going on that will work. All the left taught in the 60s and 70s, Dr. Spock, the best-selling books, don't tell your kids what to do. Don't give them your values. Let them be themselves. That means let the government make them who they are. No, your children want to be told about the New World Order. Your children want to... I've got four children, 21, 20, 16, and 7. I don't even have to tell them what to do. They watch their daddy. They know what's going on. They get on me and say, I'm not hardcore enough. My 16-year-old daughter's in my face saying I'm too nice to Elon Musk. No, they want. I want to do what my grandfathers taught me. I never was against my father. I never thought my father was a dumbass. I never thought my father didn't know what he was doing. I didn't like it when he told me what I was doing was wrong. When he came in my room when I was 17 and found a $300 bill for an abortion, he said, you do that one more time, I want you out of my house. How dare you murder my grandchildren? I said, well, Dad, you don't want a kid. He said, damn, I don't. Next time you get somebody pregnant, you have the kid, or I don't ever want to talk to you again. And he slapped me full power across the face and knocked my ass back 5 feet. And my dad, that's why he usually punched me, only a few times. One time when I was about 12, I put my hands on my mother at the dinner table. She came over, was doing something. I put my hand on her and squeezed her arm. And my dad turned that table over and punched me right in the jaw. Got me in a headlock and choked me out. And he slammed my head in the ground. He said, I'll kill you the next time you disrespect your mother. The point is, I respect my father, and your parents are going to respect you. And you're going to respect your parents, or you're going to fucking die. This isn't a game, people. This is a new world order that thinks we're weak, coming in to take everything we've got. All right, play the Bugs Life clip. Here it is.
But there was that ant that stood up to me.
Yeah, but we can forget about him.
Yeah, it was just one ant.
Ooh.
One ant.
Yeah, you're right. It's just one ant.
Yeah, boss, they're puny.
Puny? Say, let's pretend this brain is a puny little ant.
Did that hurt?
Nope.
Well, how about this one?
Are you kidding?
How about this? You let one ant stand up to us, then they all might stand up. Those puny little ants outnumber us 100 to 1. And if they ever figure that out, there goes our way of life. It's not about food. It's about keeping those ants in line. That's why we're going back.
Does anybody else want to stay?
Quite the motivational
speaker,
Henry. Let's ride.
All right, and I've got an update on stuff. I saw today that RFK accepted his nomination virtually. I guess he was there on Friday. Great. I thought it was weird he wasn't there. I don't know what to make of it. But if people want to sit there and defend RFK, we'll just get into him being pro-gun control. We'll just get into him saying he wants to take the guns from people. We'll get into him supporting all of that. We'll get into him saying he wants to arrest people that deny climate change. Okay? In fact, I'm going full war path on RFK Jr. How about that? Starting tomorrow. So get ready. because all he's going to do is suck votes from Trump. He admits he funded people to attack Trump at that event. And so I reported on him taking the nomination virtually. That is a fact. But because you guys want to defend RFK, full war, guaranteed, all week long, get ready. Clips of him saying arrest people that disagree with climate change up your rear end. Get ready for it. I'm sick of the libertarians. I'm sick of everybody on the fence. I'm sick of people bleeding votes away from Republicans when Republicans are the best house in a bad neighborhood and Trump has given the New World Order a run for their money. So I pledge to you total attack on RFK Jr. starting tomorrow. You got what you want. You're getting it now with your plastic chickens and your dumbass libertarians and all the rest of them. Burn in frickin' hell. And I'm trying to stop World War III. RFK, until it was popular, was promoting the war until a year ago. Trump never was, even though he's supporting the funding. He's bad, too. My God, don't get me on Trump. I'll go after him, too. My God. My God, it's such a nightmare. All right. Nick Fuentes put out a video recently saying he wants an emperor over America. And I invited Nick, by the way, yesterday back on the show. He said as soon as he can come to town, he will, or we can do it remote next week. In fact, just tell Nick, we'll do remote next week. We don't have to get him to town. He's welcome to come here. In studio is better, but that's fine. And let's be clear. I'm not totally disagreeing with what Nick Fuentes is saying. Yes, the worst thing is globalism and open borders and leftism and then democracy because we're a republic. If 51% vote to kill the black people or kill the white people in a democracy, you kill them. In ancient Greece, they had a pure democracy in some of their city-states. And they said, execute this person for their speech. People voted 51%, they were dead. I don't agree with that. In a republic, the minority's rights are protected as well as the majority. All right? So we are a little d democracy. Very important thing to understand. But Nick's up there saying, we need an American emperor. And he's also talked about like a Catholic dictatorship. And I'm not against Catholics in general. They're good people. But the globalists have taken over the Catholic Church. Look at the current Pope. I mean, that guy's a New World Order. Carbon tax, open borders, New World Order. I mean, you know, just give me a break. And the Protestant leaders are just as bad as well, most of them. They don't even touch a political issue. Hell, I'll give it to the Pope. He at least touches on them. Okay? But he's like 180 degrees from like Pope John Paul II. I'm not a Catholic, but I hear Pope John Paul, what he said, what he spoke about. That's a great guy. I mean, anti-communist, pro-family, blah, 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 you know, pro-Jesus. My gosh, so is Pope John Paul an anti-pope or is the current pope the bad guy? I think anybody can look at this and say, if you're a Christian, you know, this guy's really bad. But, Nick's up there, but my point is, we have an AI big tech corporate dictatorship taking over. We have a dictator of the New World Order of Hollywood. Hollywood and AI and big tech and that system worldwide and BlackRock is the new empire. The corporate censoring, surveilling, controlling system. It's the thing that is currently the emperor. So I don't want that Emperor Palpatine. And I don't want the Pope to be our emperor, and I don't want a president to be our emperor. I want Jesus Christ to be king. We won't force people by the sword like Islam to Christendom, but it will unify us, brown, black, white, around, do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. That's the first rule. The next rule is by Christ, lay down your life for others. That is what will unify us. That is what will transcend this. So we have a satanic empire superimposing itself. How would an American emperor unify all of this? He wouldn't. And I know at a bestial level and an ancient genetic level to have a strong man in charge sounds great, but I don't think it should be Trump. It shouldn't be anybody. It shouldn't be Joe Biden. I don't want a strong man. I don't want a dictator. I don't want an emperor. I want a republic based on Christian values. Here it is.
And then you have these white people that are to our country. We used to have baseball and ice cream, and we used to have a national religion. We used to celebrate Easter. And what has this place become? What even is this? It's not a nation anymore. It's too much diversity for it to be a nation. We have nothing in common with anybody. the best thing that we could hope for is that this can become an empire and the white people can get back in control and have some semblance of order in the country like they have in Russia. Russia has a lot of diversity, but they've got a Russian empire. They've got a Russian emperor. Same thing with China. China has diversity. They have Tibetans and they have Uyghurs and they have Mongolians and they have all kinds of people, but they have a Han Chinese emperor. And we need to have a white Christian emperor in America. And every group should have rights and every group should have dignity. But we need to have some stability and some order that proceeds from the unity of one core demographic and one culture, which is preeminent, preventing the country from turning into a total free-for-all. It's the only way. I know that sounds like a radical suggestion, but if you really can internalize what's happening to the country, it's the only way forward. It's the only solution to this problem of democracy, free market capitalism, and globalization, which have come together and formed this total nightmare scenario. It's the worst of everything. You can probably have diversity with an empire. You can probably have a free market with some kind of monoculture, with some kind of tariffs or protectionism. But you cannot have diversity, mass migration, free market, democracy. You can't have all these things together. They don't work together. It's producing the worst of all possible outcomes. That's why everything's getting worse all the time.
Well, that's totally true, that the worst possible scenario is a neoliberal, globalist, satanic empire. But, Nick, we have the unification. It is Christianity. We don't force people, but we promote it, and we're not ashamed of it. People join it. That unifies us, and that's what we need. That's our emperor, is Jesus Christ. Not an empire. America is an empire. We need to get away from that. We need to get back to being a republic. So there's a lot of stuff, you know, Jackson Hinkle's a smart, funny guy. He loves Stalin and dictators and Xi Jinping. Disagree with him. Nick, you know, likes past dictators. There's this fascination, especially with young people. It seems so easy. Dictators get you in giant wars. Emperors get you in giant wars. We need a republic. And I love everybody. I'm so sad that George Floyd was killed by fentanyl. And that they had that whole Soros, New World Order funded situation. We've exposed that. We've tried our best to expose it. And the whole transgender thing. I don't hate transgenders that are doing it as adults and don't hate anybody and are nice people. I don't hate them. But they're the highest level of suicide. They're the highest level of crime. They're the highest level of mass shooter. They're the highest level all over the world committing crimes because there's these freaked out, crazy people on a bunch of hormones. Look at this. Infowars.com. Breaking, trans activists arrested after stabbing spree in Massachusetts. Went to two different locations, including a movie theater, stabbed a bunch of children, little girls, doesn't like girls, and you go to the guy's website, he says he's a woman. And the media didn't say it was a transgender did it. They covered it up as they always do. Massachusetts trans woman goes on stabbing rampage at Massachusetts movie theater, stabs four girls, ages 9 to 17 without warning, stabbed people in another location earlier. And you go to this lunatic's own Instagram and the rest of it. It's Jerry Jones. Well, that was my grandfather's name, not the Dallas Cowboys coach. And look at this. It's a woman. Identifies as her. Right there. You can see it for yourself. But there's the corporate media covering it up as much as they can. Oh, a man in a wig. And did another assault across town. Knife-wielding madman attacks four girls at AMC Theater. Two others at McDonald's in Massachusetts. Stabbing spree. Wore a trench coat, sunglasses, and long blonde wig. That's no wig. That's a dude that looks like a lady. So again, just ongoing cover-ups. Constantly, and we've got other examples of this I'll show you right now. Man fined for standing quietly outside UK clinic Officers couldn't tell him his crime. There's hundreds of videos of them arresting people that stand across the street and pray at abortion clinics. Here's another one. Woke British justice system. Posted racist comments on Facebook. 15 weeks in jail. Sold anti-immigration stickers. 24 months in jail. Had his wife on. Repeatedly raped 12-year-old girl. 180 community hours, no prison time. That is the reality of what's going on. All right. Coming up in 3 minutes, we end this show. And every broadcast is a blessing and an honor, and I hope you take the videos once we post them to X. When we're not live in a few minutes, it'll be up at X at Real Alex Jones. I hope you share them, because that's the real power. You are the answer. You're the solution, like Steve Bannon said. An empire of ideas, an empire of resistance, an empire of Christ. That's our emperor, Jesus Christ. That's our king, King Jesus. No king but Christ. King of kings, Lord of lords. I'll be covering a lot more tomorrow at 11 a.m. Central. Every day is precious. Please support us. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get books, get films, get t-shirts, get high-quality supplements, get Nitric Boost that cleans out your veins and arteries and heart and brain. It's a great product that supports the broadcast, and I hope we save InfoWars. But whatever you do, go to drjonesnaturals.com, because that's separate from InfoWars, and that's our sponsor. And whatever happens, that's going to be critical in the future. So if you want to support this 30-year fight, 27 years of InfoWars, drjonesnaturals.com, drjonesnaturals.com. Go there and get next-level foundational energy. Get all the nano-silver products, the toothpaste, the wound gel, the immune gargle. Get the concentrated green caps that are the essence of the key seeds that sprout that have such incredible essence for your body and your guts and your life. And get the limited run we've got of all the other products like Next Level Foundational Energy and Top Brain and Cabachill and Rocket Rest and everything at drjonesnaturals.com. drjonesnaturals.com. If you support us and you want us to continue on, I need you to make the decision now to go there and get great products when you love them and they work great for you. The turmeric toothpaste, the tooth whitening toothpaste, the nano silver toothpaste, the super blue. It's all there at drjonesnaturals.com. We're going to this key election. We're going to this key fight with the CIA trying to shut us down, but we have people power. We have you. But you have to make that metaphysical decision to be in the fight and share the articles and share the videos and share the links and to get the products at drjonesnaturals.com. Next Level Foundational Energy, all the nano silver products, Super Blue Toothpaste, it's all there at drjonesnaturals.com. And I thank you all for your support. We're going to end this live show and another live show with Chase Geyser for 2 hours, only like 6-7 minutes of ads an hour. So we're on a bunch of radio stations. We still have some ads. That is coming up with Chase Geyser and Sunday Night Live. And then I'll be back tomorrow, Lord willing, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. Huge guest this entire week. Please join us. And American Journal, 8 a.m. Central, War Room, 3 p.m. God bless you all. Now go to Dr. Jones Naturals. It's more important than ever to keep independent True Media on air. And when you buy the products, that's what you're doing. And at least for the foreseeable future, we're still here. If things change, I'll let you know. But it's essential you buy products at InfoWarsStore.com because it funds the operation. But that's a side issue. They really are amazing. And I didn't know this. Somebody told me. Nitric Boost, I've been plugging for months, has been sold out. It's bestseller. Cleans out your blood. Cleans out your cardiovascular system. Does incredible things. Dr. Mikovits has talked about how it's one of the best formulas out there. Everybody should be on it, young and old, black and white. It is back in stock. Got a big shipment of it in at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off. So if I've been plugging it and you go there and it's not there, I apologize. I need to get more briefings on what's in stock and what's not. But it's now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a war against the globalists. And people can't identify who's a patriot and who isn't. We want to identify as pro-human and anti-globalist. We want to let people know we're 1776 Part 2. That's why I designed this amazing 1776 red, white, and blue Gadsden flag shirt so you can support the InfoWar and meet like-minded people everywhere when you wear it. When you wear these shirts, it creates an amazing amount of energy, and it's quite the adventure. So get your 1776 shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And get your Team Humanity InfoWars limited edition shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this is antithetical, the complete opposite of what the globalists are pushing. So get both the Team Humanity and the 1776 Gadsden Snake Shirts limited edition at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Spread the word, meet like-minded people, and fund the 1776 revolution worldwide.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.